California Office of Police Quarterly Security Rule that represents unsatisfied individuals who came before the court today. Issues were not or were filed in separation of qualified immunities. So, with respect to Senator Gregory's court case, the case is not a precedent in the process. It is a request to the jury's facts on this court consensus. Gregory, as the case officer, suggests that the case is a precedent in the process of the Constitution versus the parties. What seems to be a false constitutional claim is that not just the first debated here, the second one on the columns, is the court that's by itself, is not just the providers. So, the agreement I gather is that this here, the consensus is created here, and that argument is that we place him in this facility. No, of course, you know, I believe that the mobile is really not a choice. It's a theory. That's a virtual theory. And that recovers this theory to pass the state as the future agent situation.
Well, who's to create this contract? This law, for example, means that the woman who is ready is independent of what the officers do, but they put the person in a position where she's exposed to the danger. But the city's not going to do that. The duty of the city is that the city says they can call the evidence in favor of the officer. And the city can put them in a position where she's exposed to the danger. So they are stronger.
Well, it's fair to your honor. If this case fails to establish the robust evidence, and I have the evidence, and for purposes of summary judgment, we can take the evidence as well. That will not turn out to be true. I appreciate the comment, however. Their evidence is enforced for us, testing enforced for us. The question comes, did any of those reports tell the state, in this case, the evidence, that this was an unsafe level of well, that seems to be the case. What the results of these reports do not indicate that. But it's disputed whether or not they should have known that this was an unsafe place because of the evidence. And this way, that's the state of mind. I think you're right. Because if it's not disputed, well, everything can be disputed. But the evidence is, there's no contrary evidence to those reports that says, for example, in actuality, there was a high level of mold, or even this level of mold, this is an unsafe work environment. Or that at some point the state was told to remediate, the office was told to remediate, and chose not to. There's no evidence of that sort. So what we might dispute is, say, well, I disagree, there's some mold. There's some evidence that suggests why they should be. The court stated that
what was required was to get out of the military army and stay working on our country's economy. Was that the company, this was a situation where they knew with certain knowledge that this is unsafe, dangerous, placement. And so in this case, in researching the army, there's no evidence that the states put on notice that California's authorities that this is unsafe, so the state wanted us to know most of the state was terrified. So the states were told to be no one disagrees that most of the person here who agrees with them. Most of the side are more than a problem is to know the motives of the story.
So if there is evidence in this case, does that sound as if it's not as important as you can do?
Incarcerated. help facilitate the identification of the problem. I don't think there was a problem around here, Your Honor. But this is, I don't think this is a dispute. We have a serious problem that's been going on for 40 years.
Thank you for answering those questions. I guess ultimately, this is what I'm talking about. Why aren't the state Thank you.
calls. The employees were ordered to go in there and clean it up. This court had no problem recognizing that these individuals' liberty interests were violated because the animals that they were placed in, they were permanently placed in that environment that was dangerous with deliberate indifference, with knowledge of the bomb.
That's what you said this way. I'm having trouble distinguishing this case from Collins. You do not raise Collins in your brief. In fact, how can you distinguish Collins? Because I do not have under Collins or any of the other
cases. Well, that's just the court's argument. Well, because Collins, the court in Collins said that the allegation of city crime follows a likelihood of failure to provide a reasonable city workforce. That's the law in the last year. Collins rejected that, rejected the notion that a government employee can never assert a substantive process claim against the government.
Or a different position than Collins. It's just that this court are now able to charge against such people. I was under the argument of my question, and I think there's some proof in here. How are they found to be dangerous? So they turn into danger for many others.
Okay, then the last thing is to keep that way. Then the last thing is to keep that he had a due process right to a city work environment, and the court found that the due process clause did not require the employer to provide a safe work facility.
And if the facts of Collins were repeated today, and the claim was extended to the delivery of safe workplace, that the claims that were listed in the danger that had been stated in the contract,
if the alleged they sent him into the medical or the toxic danger or toxic that had caused a substantial risk of harm to him.
It's really an issue of understanding such a problem as where it's on those
areas. He comes. He comes to school.
I can't, but I'm trying to figure out if this is part of the facts alleged in Collins. There is no suspension of federal law, period. Or as the United States Supreme Court held me, no. If the plan is on safe workplace, those who need it open, well, if it's to create a danger, then the plan is on the suspension of federal law, period.
I'm sorry to say, Your
Honor. I think we have to do it anyway, right? But it's up to you.
We're also told and said that the government had no obligation to warn of the danger. So it becomes a different thing as it did last year by my unit. But that's the case of the failure to warn case. And this is a
different question. It is a door in which the law is used to be used to be warning and notes to the Fairmont Savage Motion that you cannot
put your employees in a transition there in the statement.
It seems to me that
if that was a matter
Thank you.